And with me in the KRVS studios now is Becky Taylor. She is the propagation manager for the Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners Association. And this is such a charming name. Of course, the Master Gardeners would be involved in propagation.
That's right.
And so many things to do with plants. You all have a plant fest coming up this Saturday.
Oh, we do.
Yes.
We do. And it's going to be exciting.
Well, and I know people have looked forward to your plant sales and, you know, of all kinds of festivals you've had over the
That's
years.
Right.
But this is going to be in the horse farm. This is the first year, and hopefully it is the first of many, many years and plant fest that will take place at the horse farm.
We hope so. We were given the gift of permission to hold our plant sale at the horse farm. We've had plant sales every fall for years. But it was time to kick it up a notch. And so we know that there's a huge amount of interest because it will be the first time that people are able to set foot at the horse farm.
Right, in addition to viewing your plants.
Yes.
Well, before we talk about the plants that will be there and the various artisans who will be there, tell us a bit about the Master Gardeners program.
Sure.
I'm sure people have heard that phrase, the Master Gardeners, but may not know
yes.
what you all are.
Well, more and more we're not getting the question, well, what is Master Gardener? Mm-hmm. Because we have made ourselves a presence in the community. Basically, we are the volunteer arm of the LSU Ag Center. So we are trained by the Extension Service to give science-based, Louisiana-based plant information. And our mission is horticultural outreach. So anything we can do to serve the community in a horticultural way is Master Gardener's mission.
So you're not just interested in plants. You've actually been trained. You go through,
yes, we have.
I think it's like a year-long
A year, but a 13-week training session, one day a week, an intense session where one facet of horticulture is discussed each class. And you may think that how interesting can it be to listen about turf for 4 hours? But it's fascinating because all of the Extension Service experts are teaching you.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kinds of things do you do in the public as an extension of the ag services? What do you all do to help the public?
A number of different things. We have groups working not just growing plants, but our school garden initiative is manned by Master Gardener volunteers working in the school. And we are actually being watched by the rest of the state. We have 9 schools now where children plant seeds. It goes from seed to table. They even cook the vegetables in class and eat them. And we landscape Habitat for Humanity homes. So we're Habitat for Humanity is one of our good partners. And 4-H, of course, because that is an Ag Center project. We mentor the 4-H students when they're getting ready for their summer presentations. We judge the junior gardening contests and provide the rewards to the winners of it. And we also will be at any festival or occasion that requires a plant diagnosis clinic from our Ask a Master Gardener table.
So people bring you their plants and
yes,
pots?
Yes, they do. They bring their plants, their leaves, their bugs. Mm-hmm. And most of the festivals, garden centers, anywhere we're asked to, we provide that. And we also have a monthly garden talk series where you come to the garden and a master gardener gives you a presentation on their particular point of expertise, ranging from summer annuals to how to protect your garden from freeze or whatever in between. And it's quite well attended. 50 to 100 people each month do attend our Garden Talk series.
And is that at the Ira Nelson Horticulture
that is.
Center?
That mm-hmm. is. In addition, we have a speakers bureau where when asked, we will provide speakers to garden clubs or festival events or the like. So we have a number of different master gardeners, again, in their particular field of experience. I usually give lectures on either butterfly gardening or propagation, home propagation techniques. And we have a monthly television show on Acadiana Open Channel.
You are very, very busy.
We're very busy.
How many members belong to the Master Gardener?
Well, over 400 have come through Master Gardener training since 1998. And I'd say we probably have a good 100 very, very active Master Gardeners now.
Well, tell us about the space, the Ira Nelson Horticulture Center. Many of us who pass on Johnston Street have seen it, but may really not know what it encompasses back there.
Well, the whole Ira Nelson Horticulture Center, of course, is a part of ULL. We were given the gift, again, we are so blessed with the Lafayette community, of an abandoned greenhouse at Coliseum Road. And it's a very unique venture to have a LSU-based organization hosted on campus. But we have a greenhouse. We were allowed to build demonstration gardens. We have 21 different beds that depict different aspects of gardening, a tropical bed, a perennial bed, a bulb bed that's in full bloom now. And we have an award-winning children's garden where we've hosted almost 10,000 children from the schools with tours. A lot of children don't understand where food comes from.
Where flowers come from.
And seeds. And so we follow the curriculum of the teachers. And we were actually awarded the International Master Gardener Association Reward of Excellence for our children's garden program.
Well, I'm sure some people are wondering, again, this may be the first time they're hearing about these programs. Mm-hmm. Do you all have a website, someplace where people can go to see what your activities are?
Yes, we do. We have a Facebook page, Lafayette Master Gardeners, Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners. And also from the LSU Ag Center website, you can link to our website. And you can also read our newsletters to really see what activities we have going on. And of course, for this event, we do have a website, plantfest.org, where you can see everything going on at the horse farm.
LafayettePlantFest.org.
Yes.
So if you can't write down what we're going to talk about in just a moment, you can
can see it all, yes.
If you are tuning in, my guest is Becky Taylor. She's the propagation manager for the Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners Association. Mm-hmm. Before we get to the Plant Fest, what does the propagation manager do?
The propagation manager leads a team of about 30 dedicated volunteers. Every plant we grow starts from about a 4-inch cutting that we take from our demonstration gardens, and we grow the plants. We bump them up, is what it's called, when you bring it to a larger pot. And I basically lead the team in deciding what we're going to grow and in just the day-to-day of growing these plants. Every week I send out a to-do list. And they know when they get to the greenhouse what to do. And these people are phenomenal. They hit the ground running and just start working, hauling dirt and shoveling and cleaning and potting and everything you need to do to get the plants to the stage they are now.
And these are the plants that will be sold at the plant sale.
Yes.
Well, this is Plant Fest. It will be this Saturday, September 15th, and it will be at the horse farm. Mm-hmm. What time does it start in the morning, Becky?
It starts at 8 o'clock and it will end at 2. It's a short sale, so you have to come early. And, of course, besides plants, we have a number of other things. But we hope that you visit our plant booth first.
Well, it's maybe a short sale, but the list of plants is not short. I'm looking at it right here. How many different plants are you going to have?
We have about 175 different plants. Mm-hmm. And at last estimate, I think we have about 3,000 plants to sell. And they will be some will be very small, just starter plants for a nominal fee. But some of our tropical plants are absolutely beautiful in large 3-gallon containers. So we have all sizes and all prices.
Well, give us a few names of some of that 150 different kinds of plants.
Well, we always sell hummingbird plants because in the fall, your ruby-throat hummingbirds are migrating through. So we have a wonderful selection of flowering maples, which are high in nectar content. And we sell every one we can grow. And they're just a really fabulous plant. The one thing we do is we try to apply the standard of a plant must be not readily available in the trade. It must be easy to grow for the average gardener. These are not your picky plants. Mm-hmm. It must be relatively pest and disease resistant. So this is our gold standard. And once we have a plant that does well in our demonstration garden, then we say, well, let's grow it. You know, this is worth selling to somebody.
And especially if it attracts something as beautiful as a hummingbird, that's
right.
Even better.
We separate our plants into several different categories. We have tropicals, such as your gingers and your bananas and big leaf, tropical-looking plants. And we have trees and shrubs, which are usually your smaller blooming trees and shrubs. Our perennials come back every year. There are bulletproof plants of the garden, the workhorses mm-hmm. of the garden. And we have a number of different vines, very interesting vines for people who like to garden upright.
Flowering vines.
Beautiful mm-hmm. flowering vines. And many of them, thankfully, are in bloom for the sale. So we have just so many different areas of plants that we think that whether you want a container plant, if you like succulents, if you like house plants, or if you like plants that you can just stick in the ground and forget about, we have something for all of you.
And I guess what should be of such comfort to people going to buy is that these have been tested. These are plants that grow in Louisiana,
yes.
as you say, are relatively simple to grow. They take
yes,
care of
they
themselves.
Are. Mm-hmm. And anybody who visits our demonstration garden can see them in their full size. That's one of the purposes of a demonstration garden, to demonstrate the growth of these plants. Mm-hmm. So they can see whether it's too big for their area or if the color is one that they can use. Mm-hmm. So we invite people to come and visit our demonstration garden often.
All right, and that's at the Ira Nelson.
That's at the Ira Nelson Center off of Coliseum Road.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when are y'all open? When can people visit?
The garden is actually open to the public 7 days a week, 7 to 7. So we have repeat visitors, people who come and take pictures and come back in a few months to see what else is blooming. We get a number of people who take their lunch break there, and families who bring their children and just roam around and discover what's in the children's garden information boxes. So we have quite a few visitors that come through.
Well, what a nice idea to stop by and visit before the plant fest
yes.
so you could see what some of these plants
yes.
look like mm-hmm. in your demonstration garden. In addition to these plants, you have artisans who will be at Plant Fest?
Yes, we mm-hmm. do. This is new. This is part of our expanded plant sale. And we tried to have artisans that have only nature-oriented plants. This Plant Fest is all about nature. We invited vendors, who have cypress benches and swings or gourds and, a variety of nature ornaments or goods. And in addition, we have a farmer's market where there will be whatever vegetables are in season, as well as fall vegetable plants and jellies and honeys and the like, anything sold at a farmer's market that we think will be a really nice addition for the people.
Well, I can see why you're calling it Plant Fest and not just a plant sale.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And besides the vendors who are selling things, we have an entire educational area where different environmental groups have been invited free of charge to set up a table, such as the Bayou Vermilion District, the Lafayette Garden Clubs, different garden clubs, and different environmental groups, Trees of Acadiana, and the like, offering information and answering questions. The Hibiscus Society will be there because that is a particular plant that we don't sell and we don't like to answer questions unless we're sure of them. They can answer those questions. The Rose Society will be there.
So you'll have the experts for those particular plants.
We will have the experts. Mm-hmm. And we will have a number of speakers who will give you advice or you can learn more about how to care for your plants. We will be speaking on diseases and pests and weeds and how to control them. And these are all the LSU experts who will be giving these presentations.
Now, in order to plan your day, again, can people go to that website, LafayettePlantFest.org, to get a list of the speakers?
Yes, they mm-hmm. can.
Okay.
They can do that. And when you come, please come to the the plant sale tents first. Mm-hmm. And we have a holding area where you can hold your plants until you're ready to purchase them. And then the school children from the Garden Initiative will be happy to transport them to your car for you. And hopefully you'll give them a tip to help them to finance their gardens.
Their own gardens. Mm-hmm. Well, full service festival.
We hope so. We hope so.
My guest is Becky Taylor. She is with the Lafayette Master Parish Master Gardeners Association. She is the propagation manager here talking about Plant Fest, which will be at the Horse Farm on Johnston Street this Saturday, 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. And you do say rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
Mm-hmm.
Rain
so, or shine. And it looks like it might just be a sprinkle, which would be great for the plants.
That's right.
On this Saturday. You have a Facebook page as well as a website through the Ag Extension Services.
Yes. Okay. And plantfest.org.
Okay.
And we want to remind the people who are interested in plant swap to bring a very nice plant. And at 10 o'clock, I believe, is the time, you can swap it for something that somebody else brought in.
All right, some pass-along plants.
Yes, pass-alongs.
So many ways to enjoy Plant Fest this Saturday. Again, the first of what they hope to be many, many plant festivals and sales that will take place.
We certainly hope so.
At the Horse Farm. Well, Becky, thank you so much for y'all's expertise and work in our community, and we look forward to seeing you all and the plants on Saturday.
We hope so. Thank you.
Thanks.